Dr. Eileen Marty is a professor at Florida International University. And Dr. Marty, before we talk about what happened to that famous immunologist, a couple of questions from listeners, all pretty much about the same thing, the timing of the booster. Let me read one of these here. What's going to happen to the people who have COVID with no symptoms? So they don't know they have COVID, and then they get the new booster in shorter time than the advised 3 months from when they had COVID. What is the side effect that's going to happen to them?
Oh, I love that. That's just a very good thinking person asking a very good question. Bottom line is, though, the only side effect is that the vaccine might not give you as much of a boost because your body's ready for the new variant. So if they recently caught the virus, have no knowledge that they caught the virus, then the virus they caught is what's circulating now. And what's circulating now is mostly BA.5 and some BA.4s. So they essentially just got a booster on their own. And when they, if they were to get the vaccine too soon after that, the vaccine simply would be managed. The antigens that are being displayed would probably look to the immune system very similar to what it just saw, and it would go, I got this.
No, that's good to know. This is a good one. I always thought seniors should wait until late October for their flu shot. Is that true?
So it really does depend on where you live and what you do, right? So if you live in an area where the weather doesn't change a lot during the year and you tend to stay at home, then you just have to think about who you interact with, who comes to your home, and what they do. But the truth is, for most people, and we're talking about the Chicago area where you have, you're going to have a significant fall and winter time when people do get closer together, and then we do have the holidays coming. On average, the best time is just a few weeks before the holidays, because then you're going to capture when the biggest peak is. We don't typically recommend that. We really recommend that you get it sooner rather than later. But the reason behind that recommendation is just because people get busy, then they don't get the shot at all, and then that's worse. Mm-hmm. But if you were to time it from an immunologic perspective, then you want to get it late October, early November, and then you're good to go during the times when we're all getting together for various reasons and traveling to get together and so forth.
Right. Sounds good. All right. Now, let's get to the story. This is quite a cautionary tale about an internationally renowned immunologist who got all the vaccines and the boosters, and he really learned a lesson, didn't he? Tell us what happened here.
Right. So you're talking about Chris Goodnow, and he's a very, very well-known, very highly respected immunologist. And what happened to him was that he sort of took for granted the way that that this virus worked. He, you know, like all of us, we all want to say, oh, once we get it, we're done with it. You know, it's one and done. Yep. And that's just unfortunately not true. And one of the interesting things about different types of pathogens, you know, different viruses, different bacteria, et cetera, that get into your body is what are the sugar molecules like on the surface? What are the different things that the immune system sees? Because a virus like these coronaviruses, and specifically SARS-2, tends to elicit the type of B cell immunity that is more short lived, right? It when certain types of antigens are displayed to the immune system, as in this case, what the immune system sees is, oh, that's a simple sugar. I that's a kind of a thing I can do something about right away and use these more disposable B cells that produce more disposable antibodies that I can get rid of later. But unfortunately, that's not a good technique, that what the immune system is doing for this virus. And so that's part of the whole problem that we're having with this thing and the reinfections. But what happened to him was that he decided to stop being cautious. He decided that maybe it was okay to get COVID now that he had the vaccines and the booster, and he ended up with myocarditis, and now he has continuing heart problems. And we've seen that before. In fact, I have my own patients who did exactly the same kind of thing as Dr. Goodnow, and ended up with long COVID problems such as cardiovascular. I have one in particular with a cardiovascular problem that is just tragic, but that's one of the complications.
It's not a one-and-done virus. It's not a cold or flu. And for people, and there are a lot of them who think, I'll just get it over with, it'll be fine, I'm vaccinated, I'm relatively healthy, this is quite a cautionary tale. Dr. Eileen Marty, infectious disease specialist. I think we've learned a lot today, Dr. Marty, just from that story of that one immunologist who thought he knew better, but he didn't. So more next week. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. To take care.